Everybody, it's Jonathan Bellano with Bellano Home over at Keller Williams.
Yeah, and I'm Jeremy Von Fladen from Prime Lending. And we're here to talk to you a little bit about buying a multifamily home as part of your first-time home purchase.
Yes, it's definitely one of the bigger purchases that most first-time buyers like love making, because multifamilies can help them out not only with their mortgage, but also help them with taxes and so on and so forth.
Yeah, when you buy a multifamily home, basically purchasing a house for a future investment. Every home is an investment, but when you're buying a multifamily, you basically, you know, you're picking up a house for little to no cost on a monthly basis because you have somebody else paying the mortgage.
Exactly. So most rents right now are going for between $1,300 and $1,400 a month. And when you start look at some of the mortgages out there, sometimes they're lower, sometimes they're just equivalent to that. And so we're talking about, I mean, you can get in there for literally zero, you can make a little bit of extra money, or you could pay out a little bit of money a month. But the long-term goal would be to have this property as kind of like a retirement plan or so on and so forth.
Yeah. I mean, if you're, you know, so basically if you pick up a $300,000 house, you know, if you pick up a three family for $300,000, which, you know, that'd be a pretty good deal. But let's say it's in that range, you know, your monthly mortgage payment is about $2,500, you know, give or take a few bucks, again, depending on how much taxes are and where you buy it. But, you know, if you're living in that property and you're renting two of the units, you know, if you're collecting $1,200, let's say, even per
unit. That's $2,400 that month.
That's right, $2,400 a month, and you know, and so you're, you know, the mortgage is $2,500, it's costing you $100 to live. You know, if you're renting a place right now and you're getting a really good deal, you're still paying $800 a month. That's an amazing deal for rent, but you'll be paying less than that on a monthly basis.
Exactly. And the thing to note on paying a rent, even if you are making such small payments, is that you're making payments towards 100% interest, which means that none of that ever comes back into your pocket, versus owning your own property where you're at least building equity on that.
Yeah.
And being able to benefit from that later on, whether it's through a HELOC or whether it's selling that off and going into a different property after that.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I tell people, when you sit down and we're talking about buying a home, you know, if you're gonna buy a multifamily first, you know, you give yourself a lot of options financing-wise. You know, if you're buying a multifamily and you do a first-time home buyer program, and you can put, you know, as little as really 3.5% down, you can go FHA. There's a conventional program offered through Rhode Island Housing. You can do 5% down.
Right.
On top of that, you can finance the down payment. So really, or most of it. So if you're financing basically most of the money on your multifamily, when you go to buy another property, you know, at that point, you know, so you've had it for a couple of years, you've paid your mortgage down, maybe picked up a little equity, you know, you can use that equity to leverage another purchase. You don't really have to, though, because when you buy your next home, if it's your single family, you know, you've grown on, you want to, you know, build up a family and you know, you get married and you're moving on to other things, you know, you want a single family home at that point. You know, moving from a multifamily to a single family is you can maximize financing again. So you can basically put 5% down on your next purchase.
Exactly. And on the flip side of that, if you're, let's say you end up liking being a landlord and it's something that you want to do later on with life, you can use that multifamily and all that equity that you have now built to now use as a down payment on your next multifamily and so on and so forth.
So
we're talking about increasing your portfolio of multifamilies just off of this one first purchase, which is pretty much going to be the biggest purchase of your life right here, and determining what's going to happen next and how easy is the next step in life going to occur.
Yeah, I mean, you know, once you, even if, you know, you'd say you don't want to, you don't mind being a landlord, but you don't really want to have multiple investment properties, you just want to keep the one.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, bottom line is, you know, it could be part of your retirement portfolio. You know, if you have somebody paying three rents at, again, let's call it $1,200, so that's $3,600 a month, and your mortgage payment's $2,500, you know, if you have somebody else paying that on a monthly basis, you're cash flowing, you know, let's say $1,000, you know, give or take a few bucks, $1,000, you put that aside. You know, you're putting that aside, and then they're paying off a $300,000 house for you.
Exactly.
You know, which will probably be worth more by the time you retire. So now you have a $300,000 to $500,000 investment, and so basically now you have that as part of your investment portfolio going forward. You know, one of the things we're going to do in a little bit is we're going to drop in a couple of slides with some multifamilies that are in the link at the bottom and on the comments there. Of these videos. So if you want to check out the links to where we are, you can reach out to us.
Yes.
So, you know, I think one of the biggest things to take from this is that, you know, if you are somebody who's, you know, you're newly out of college, you're into your first job, you're out paying rent somewhere, and you're interested in possibly learning about what it is to invest in real estate and how to make some money on it, you know, reach out to us, because, you know, we'll be happy to just go over some possible options, you know.
Yes. One of the things that Bellano Home has been doing for a bit now, for almost a year now, is trying to educate all you first-time home buyers, all the millennials out there, on understanding what it takes to buy your first property. And so this is just part of that. And we're here to help you guys. We're both here to help you answer any questions that you may have. And definitely reach out to us if we can ever, like, even answer one question. It doesn't mean that you have to commit. It doesn't mean that you have to come in and sit down with us. It could be just a quick phone call. Say, hey, I'm not ready right now, but I just have this one question. And I get that actually pretty often. So
yeah, I do a lot of buyer consultations as well. I mean, you know, some people are, you know, I get one of my favorite sayings people say when they call me is, you know, yeah, so I'm sure this is a waste of your time, but, you know,
no.
My favorite, you know, it's, you know, if you are ever interested in any information that I can provide to you, whether that's good, bad, and different, you know, you want to talk about home buying or whatever it is, you know, I'm happy to talk to you. So it doesn't bother me. And,
yeah.
So yeah, I don't feel like it's ever a waste of time. So, you know, I think again, you know, with kids coming out of school these days, you know, much bigger student loans than ever, you know, and the intimidation of buying a home, you know, it's like I just could never do it. It's shocking when they actually finally sit down and find out. Maybe I can buy a house, you know? So please, you know, reach out to either one of us, you know, again, Jeremy from Prime Lending, you know, and this is Jonathan from Volano Home. And if you ever have any questions, you know, feel free to reach out to us. We'd be happy to help.
Yeah, so make sure to like and subscribe.
Yes, like and share our video.
All right.